are now tuned in to DAR Sports Media, hooping and hollering. We're in round one of the NBA playoffs. Some things going the way we thought. Some things going the way only some of us thought. It's been interesting so far. I got Tay. I got Axe. True will be here when he gets here. Basically, we don't need you gentlemen to go series by series, but just what has stuck out to you so far? Pick a couple things from the East. Pick a couple things from the West. Yeah, Tay, what's stuck out to you so far?
I'll start off with the West. So I like how the Timberwolves have been playing. Like, Timberwolves have been playing elite defense, and it's been putting a lot of pressure on the Suns' offense, because the Suns, they have three guys. Their three guys have, like, clashing play styles. Like, they all look for the mid-range. They don't get to the basket. They're not, like, the most athletic. They don't really take the three that much, you know. So they got three guys playing the same way. They don't have any, like, diversity on offense. And then they don't have a point guard on top of that. So I think that kind of hurts the Suns. So, yeah. And just the Timberwolves defense alone, it just makes it even worse for the Suns. So,
yeah, the Phoenix Suns have looked like the Phoenix Buns so far. Yeah. They have been getting slapped and charred bad.
Yeah. The Nuggets, just too much for the Lakers. Like, the Lakers just don't have the personnel. I mean, Jokic is the best player in the world. And we see that every time the Nuggets play. Like, he doesn't have any bad games. Super efficient. Just controls the game. Like, when he's on the court, you're playing at his pace. I'll go to the East. The Cavs Magic. People have been calling that the boring series. I mean, not wrong, but there is some things to take from that. Like, Magic, like, I think I said it last week, 3-point shooting is a concern, which is okay though. They're a young team. They got some money for next season to go target some 3-point shooters, because right now they do not have any 3-point shooters. Like, Franz Wagner has been a great player, but he has to work on that 3-point shot. Like, just in order to win playoff games, you need 3-point shooters. Yeah, and the Magic don't have that, so that's why they're kind of struggling with the Cavs. So, you know, but again, they overachieved this season, which was great, and you know, just, they could just come strong next year. I don't think they're gonna win the series down 2-0 to the Cavs. Bucks Pacers. Damian Lillard has been playing good in the first half. I guess we gotta call him first half Dame. And Tyrese Halliburton has been a no-show. Like, I remember that run he had that around the in-season tournament. I don't know. Maybe that was just like elite play for a certain period of time. Like, Siakam, he's just been the best player for months now. I guess Tyrese is still hurt. I don't know though, because he's on the USA roster. So, like, if I was hurt and I was playing the injury in the playoffs, I wouldn't play any USA, like USA basketball. But I don't know what's going on, but the Pacers, to be at full strength, they're tied 1-1 right now at the Bucks. But to be at full strength, they need Tyrese Halliburton. They need him shooting 7-8 threes a game, because that's how he scores. Like, he's one of the best 3-point shooters in the league, and they need that. They don't need the pass of Tyrese, bring the ball down, just pass and stand there. You know, they need a little bit more aggressive Tyrese, you know. Not saying take 25 shots, but they need a little bit more out of them. And
it's the playoffs, man. You can't have your star being passive.
Exactly.
This is it.
Yeah. And last series, I'll talk about Knicks Philly. There's been some questionable calls. I do understand that, but I feel like don't be in that situation. Like, like the Sixers blew leads. They were up by six with about 30 seconds left. Like, yeah, the game could have been called better, but I mean, you just can't blow a lead like that. Like, it's just unacceptable. Like, I get blaming on the refs, but you also got to just
same thing. I see Lakers fans screaming about the refs. Yeah,
you also got to take because
like, you blew huge leads in both games. That's get what the I'm fuck saying. Like, out of here.
They act like they played perfect basketball and the game was called wrong. Like, no, you blew a lead. Y'all didn't execute in the fourth quarter, and now you're relying on the refs. You said what?
So it couldn't rebound worth the damn.
What I'm saying. Like, LeBron missed a three under a minute left. Like, this stuff like that. No one's going to say that. But after the game, they go cry and complain about the refs and whatnot. Like, bro, didn't y'all blow a 20-point lead? Like, let's not blow 20-point leads. And the refs don't even need to get involved in that point. You're up by 20. You cruise through the game. Boom, 1-1. But, you know, again, these players, they do not take accountability for the leads they've blown. The refs aren't adding points. The refs aren't giving the other team threes, letting the team come back. You got to execute. And,
Do you have any concern at all about that on the Nuggets side? Like, are they playing with their food a little bit too much? You know, getting down by that much? Or do you have no concerns whatsoever?
No concerns. They know. The Nuggets, they got the Lakers number for sure. They could be down by 30, and then they can probably still win the game. Like, the Nuggets are just head and shoulders better than the Lakers.
Axe, I know one thing you're probably about ready to rant about. What has stood out to you in the playoffs, good sir?
Yeah, it's been a lot of different things. Definitely the Wolves, Anthony Edwards, Jamie Daniels having a playoff career high of 25. Look pretty good. Like, got the Suns looking old. Like, Booker and Beal, they still don't really coexist that well. That's something that really stands out to me. It looks like a passing of the torch. Like, the Wolves might get him about, I said initially six. I don't know. It might be a little different now.
I was laughing because, what's become the rumor, and we've kind of been able to read lips, you know, Anthony Edwards, he is from Tay's generation. And what has the thing he has been screaming in KD's face over and over and over? Go ahead, Tay, tell us.
Old?
Yep. Yep. I'm thinking of Tay the whole time watching that. He just sink a teardrop right in front of him. Old. You old. It's all your generation got. What else you got there, Axe?
The Knicks and Sixers have definitely been intriguing. It's been like a really physical series. Both games were close. I know a lot of people were complaining there was a lot of double-digit leads in the weekend games. But, that series has been intriguing. It's been physical. The most interesting thing is that the Knicks have won with Jalen Brunson shooting 16-55 from the field. So, in fact, they won both games. Josh Hart has had 23 points and 15 rebounds. What was it, 21-14 or something like that? So, and right now when we're talking, I mean, the Heat, they have 23 three-pointers tonight. Like, this game just feels like an anomaly. I'm frustrated, but it's just like this is foolishness right now. But it's been a lot of competitive series so far. Like, even though, like, the Lakers have lost 10 in a row, they were right there at the end outside of a couple missed plays. Like, if that ball that gets saved for the Porter Jr. three doesn't – if it goes out of bounds off the Jokic pass, things could be different. So, you know, I'm just glad that most of these series have been competitive.
Are you glad that one of them has been? Celtics and Heat. True. We're just going around. Not necessarily. You don't got to go series by series. Just what has stood out to you? Give me three or four things that have stood out to you so far through nearly a week of the playoffs.
Main thing is that the Nuggets are trolls to me. Like that's the first thing.
So I just asked Tay right before you jumped on. I want to ask you. So is that your take, or are you concerned? Like, are the Nuggets playing with their food too much, or do you have no concerns whatsoever? They're just good to go, mollywopping them regardless.
Well, I don't think the Nuggets are as good as they were last year. Honestly, I think it was, you know, more of the focus last year was like, we're healthy. You know, we hadn't been healthy the year prior. You know, like there was kind of that first season that they had been healthy in ever, really, because the year before that they lost, I think, and that's when they lost to the Warriors in the first round. I think the year before that they lost to the Suns in the second round, if I'm not mistaken. So there was, you know, there was this element of like we're not healthy, we can't compete. And Jamal Murray had multiple injuries. You know, you bring in Aaron Gordon. So I think last year they were just on a mission. It's always harder to repeat. It's always harder to go back to back. So I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. I do think if they face Minnesota next round, if they get past the Lakers, which I feel like they will, I think that's a challenge for them. I think Minnesota is a challenge for them just because of the size that Minnesota has, the defense that Minnesota can play. And I think the Lakers don't have enough defense to slow down, obviously, Jokic. The reason why I'm not concerned is because Jamal Murray played absolutely terrible the first three quarters of game two. And then all of a sudden in game four, he became a mix of Michael Jordan, 2018 LeBron, and Steph. He was just hitting everything, cashing everything. And then, of course, Michael Porter Jr. would, I think X mentioned that big three. But it's like when you see the Lakers go up 20, 95% of the people I saw on the timeline, people that I knew, they were like, yo, I don't trust this lead. The Lakers themselves don't trust this lead. And they're going to go away from what was working in the first half, which essentially they did a little bit. AD didn't do very much of anything in that second half. D'Angelo Russell didn't do much of anything in that second half either. So that's where I would say, you know, D'Angelo Russell was due for a good game. And he had a good game. He had a great first half. AD had a great first half. And it was just kind of like maybe exhaustion. You know, maybe you get exhausted after going that hard. Altitude, a couple other things. There's multiple reasons for it, but I don't think there's any cause for concern. The Lakers and the Nuggets always play each other pretty close. The Lakers usually have double-digit leads and lose them. This has happened multiple times in this last, 10 games that they've, you know, defeated them in. So this is basically just how it goes. It's almost like a script. Like, the Lakers come out hot. They start out on fire. The Nuggets eventually walk them down, and they're just too good for them. I just think it's hard to beat the Nuggets, and I don't feel like the Lakers have what it takes to beat them. I think that's all it is. I just don't think the Lakers are good enough. I think LeBron is obviously almost 40 years old. I give LeBron credit in game two, especially in that fourth quarter. He was hitting clutch shots, and he knocked those back-to-back threes. He was getting to the cup. He was doing everything you'd ask him to do, and it just still wasn't enough. And I think that's kind of been the thing for LeBron. And I guess since he's been in the West a little bit, obviously the bubble year. And then last year when they, you know, when they were gifted like 1,000 extra free throws of everybody else and then made it to the Western Conference Finals and got swept. Like, LeBron can only do so much. Even AD can, like, AD can give you 32, 12, and 5. And people are like, oh, Anthony Davis, like, he's not reliable. And it's just like, what more can you do? You just faced a better team. It's like when LeBron was putting up 33, so, 10, and 10 against the Warriors.
Speaking of,
it wasn't, you know. So,
speaking of those 1,000 extra free throws, so I guess I was excited to hear your reaction of Lakers players and Lakers fans bitching about lack of fouls, lack of the refs when they gave up a 20-point lead.
So the one thing I don't like about this era sometimes is that there's a lot of guys
who they just complain over and over again about lack of foul calls. And I mean, Luka did it a lot yesterday. Luka does it a lot. That's the one thing I don't like about Luka. He cries for everything. Jokic sometimes cries. I mean, Jokic be getting beat up a lot, so I get it, but it's still like, that's not why I watch the game, man. So you cry with fouls. It's the playoffs, too. It's going to be physical. The Sixers and the Knicks, they were like, oh, they could have called a foul on this. They could have called a foul on that. And it's like, or you could have just not lost the foul, like a 5-point lead in like 20 seconds. Like that, you know, you just, it's just like, yeah, yeah, that person might have got fouled or you could have called a foul. I saw Jalen Brunson get fouled most of that game. I saw, you know, Jokic get fouled most of the Lakers game. I saw Jamal Murray take a couple shots. It's like there's missed calls, there's messed up calls in every part of the game because the referees suck. The referees suck at their job. Let's be honest. They suck at their job. That's the problem. However, I think the Lakers have the audacity and their fans, oh, see, that D'Lo play, he hit him on the head. And I'm like, if you really want to do that and go through all the plays that happen, you are liable to find a bunch of plays that are completely fucked up and completely messed up and that the Lakers foul often. The Lakers foul often and don't get called for it. That's how their free throw differential is what it is. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, man.
United Football Media, fuck it. They fucked it up.
Yeah, it's just look, at the end of the day, the Lakers are the last people that should be bitching about any fouls, anything. So,
you know. That goes back to 2010, when they got 21 free throws in game 7 in the fourth quarter against the Celtics.
Well, you got to bring it back to the Celtics. To anything with the damn Celtics,
if you really want to be about it, the Lakers got literally, not figuratively, like not probably, they literally got handed a Western Conference Finals against Chris Webber's fucking Kings back in the fucking early 2000s because that was the fucking Donahue scandal. Fucking, they literally admitted that they fucking swung those games for the Lakers. So, yes, if forever more, especially to a Sacramento Kings fucking person, I don't want to hear shit from the Lakers about no goddamn fouls ever. You got fucking literally gifted a fucking finals trip. Literally, that's not a joke. The dude admitted it. There was a legal fucking case about it. They literally gave you a fucking trip to the finals over a fucking better team.
And so if you really, really want to be semantics and look at the numbers from last year's playoffs, it was a egregious distance in the amount of free throws that both the Grizzlies and the Warriors got in the first two rounds and Lakers got. I think the Lakers, obviously, they outplayed the Grizzlies. The Warriors games, a couple of those games came down to the wire early on. But I just think, once again, the Lakers are favorite because they are a big market. And some people will say the Knicks are favorite because they're a big market, too. I don't think the Knicks get the same type of levity that the Lakers get. So, you know, I think the Lakers play decent. But I think the Knicks are a better, scrappier team. They play better defense. As Tay would affectionately say, we have a generational defender, one of the best he's ever seen on the Knicks. Anthony Davis, to me, is also a great defender, too. You know, he's one of the, I think, best defenders of this generation, especially for big men. But he can only do but so much. And I think that is the difference in people complaining about the Lakers and the people complaining about the Knicks, is that with the Knicks, I can go see Josh Hart go out there and hustle, OG go out there and hustle, Dante DiVincenzo go out there and hustle. I don't see, you know, too many people in the Lakers hustling. Like, Bron was playing great defense last night. I give him credit. He was, you know, blocked Jamal Murray. He was, you know, deflecting passes. He was playing playoff basketball. And that's what I love to see from Bron. When Bron play like that, I enjoy watching it. But there's no reason to bitch and complain about a lack of calls. And that is all around the board, whether it's Luka, who I got hit on the arm, you know, fucking asshole. Whatever he said about James Harden, like, I can't, you know, I just don't hold these people like whining for fouls. I don't hold them in high regard because I feel like it's just not, it's the playoffs. just check ball and go play. Like, you got fouled, all right, stop whining, stop, you know. I hate that. That's what I hate. Ax, I gotta ask you, how you feeling right now, Ax, real quick?
I don't expect these motherfuckers to hit 23 three-pointers in the game again. It's frustrating. Porzingis was shitty. Drew Holiday was bad.
He wasted my bonus bet.
Like,
but what about the third quarter? What about the 18-point third quarter? Like, I feel like if it wasn't 18 points, the threes wouldn't even matter. They didn't have any bad quarters. Y'all had a bad third quarter.
Yo, Caleb Martin was cooking. Three-pointers.
They shot damn near 60% from three. It's hard to beat that.
Yeah, the Celtics had 18 points in the third quarter. That's not a good quarter. Like, it'd be one thing if they played all three quarters good, but they didn't. They came out in the second half flat and scored 18 points in the third quarter, and the Heat took advantage of it.
That played a part of it, but that's not the reason we lost. We lost because of their three-point shooting. But I don't believe they'll repeat a performance like this. Like, Porzingis was bad. He was getting cooked on defense. He only gave us 6 points. We can't win with that type of production. Like, we'll be fine. There's nothing to overreact to.
He messed up. Man, fuck Porzingis. He messed up my bonus bet. I've been here for a long time. I finally get some bonus bets from FanDuel to use to try to change my goddamn life. And I decide to take Porzingis, and I paid for it. So if you are paying attention to any of these games, do not bet on anybody except the stars. And even then, be careful. I'll say this, though. I mean, first of all, the game's not over. Let's be clear. The game's also still not over while we're recording this. So any crazy thing could happen in the last, like, minute and a half. But it just – I almost felt like this was going to happen because you just expect to see the Heat come out and do what the Heat do. Like, that's what they do. Like, when their back's against the wall, when they're down people, they have excelled. They did this multiple times in the playoffs and in this, you know, in general. So I think it was expected. I don't expect them, obviously, to win the series. But I am shocked they didn't get swept. I thought this was going to be a sweep because
some of us ain't surprised. I said when we recorded this weekend, I said, I can't believe y'all feel so good about this Celtics team that we've had this same conversation about.
I'm mad at myself.
Fucking times.
I'm very mad at myself because I never
that they're not going to do what they do again.
It was role players that didn't play well, man. Jaylen Brown had 33.
Yeah.
Well, here's the issue. The issue is the Celtics are not that great on the road this year. They have their moments. They're not great on the road. So now you got to go win on the road. I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about that. We're going to see. I know you're not because you're a fan of the team. You're a fan of the team. But I would be worried because Miami at home, they are different animals sometimes. They can be. Yeah. You know, so obviously without Jimmy Butler, I'm not gonna lie with the way this is going. If Jimmy Butler was playing, I don't know.
It'd be a problem.
I don't know. I would say all praise due to Jaylen Brown. He came to play today. And that's it. He came to play. And, you know, some of the others did not come to play.
True. What else? What other series? What else is sticking out to you during this first week?
Clippers in the fire.
I guess it sucks because I was kind of hoping, you know, like we're doing this right before game two of the Pelicans and Thunder, so you know I can't really give an assessment of that. Until, you know,
I mean, that was a great fucking game the other day. So,
oh no, it was an amazing game. I'm still gonna pick OKC to win the series, but I think the key for the Pelicans, Trey Murphy, and maybe Brandon Ingram playing like he has a brain. And if that happens, they could steal this next game. I think they could, like, basically every team so far, except, you know, like the Clippers did what they're supposed to do in game one. They had an opportunity to take the game, game two, and they blew it. And now the Mavericks are kind of looking like they got a chance. Kawhi's back, so that series is going to be interesting. I feel like we're at a perfect standstill with that series. The Pelicans and Thunder, the game was great. Like, we got some great basketball. I'm anxious to see if the Sixers can bounce back against the Knicks, see what the Lakers do at home. But the Pelicans and Thunder, I feel like the Pelicans, they're going to beat themselves up if by some chance they win, like this game that's going to happen, you know, in the next couple minutes while we're recording this. If they win, they're going to beat themselves up, because they lose this series. If you win tonight, you had an opportunity to go up 2-0 on the road, and you blew it down the stretch. You just couldn't get it done. So that's what I noticed. I think, you know, the best part about this is that the 1-8 series feels very evenly matched. And that is something you don't get, because, you know, in the past, the 1-8 is like, man, whatever. And that's why it pisses me off that the Golden State Warriors did not take it seriously and couldn't beat the Kings, because I feel like they may have, if they would have beat the Pelicans, I would have loved to have seen what they could have done with a Kuminga, you know, a Steph and those guys. So I think the Pelicans are doing their best, and it just sucks that the Pelicans don't have Zion, because I might pick the Pelicans to win the series if they had Zion. So it's tough. It's one thing about the playoffs, man. Like, having stars be not healthy, that's the thing that sucks. So it's like a bittersweet series. I'm just anxious to see who wins.
That's that overall talent of the league that you keep telling us about there, huh, Tay?
Yeah, I was about to say that. That's why 1-8 is always competitive now. The NBA is better. Like, all these teams have two all-star caliber players. Like, that's just what comes with it. So, yeah, that's why. Just get used to it. 1-8 is always going to be competitive.
Hey, whatever you say, Bucko. All right. Whatever you say, bud. Yeah,
it's not 2003. Like, it's, you know, like 20 years from now, every team.
Well, 2003 was rough. I know it was rough as hell. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you're talking about the dark ages, man. When we talk about what the NBA used to be, we were talking about the late 90s, bro.
Oh, NBA is better now than the 90s. It's not even close.
The 90s were great. I don't think there's anything. See, that's my thing. I don't think anything's wrong with saying the 90s were great. The 2000s had the, you know, technically the toughest defensive era. I don't think there's nothing wrong with saying this era is a much better offensive era overall. I don't think there's nothing wrong with saying that. I don't think there's anything wrong with highlighting the highlights of every era. It doesn't have to be this is better than this. Like, there's aspects of the 90s that are better than now.
It's not enough for them to succeed. He also must disrespect the era before.
It's the youth. They listen to too much NBA YoungBoy and those other guys. And they, you know, you youngins, that's what you do. You do these days, your disrespectful ways. It's all good. I just think that this playoffs is interesting. And I just, like I said, this loss for the Celtics, man. I'm going to tell you one thing, Axe. If the Celtics lose to the 8 seed, nigga, you will never hear the end of this shit. You are never.
I don't react to one game, bro. Like, they hit 23 three-pointers. That shit's not going to happen again. I don't overreact.
That's famous last words. Like, everybody say that.
Like, everybody on the timeline going to be dick eating. Everybody on the timeline going to be like, oh, see, y'all was frauds. Look, Tatum, blah, blah, blah. It's a bad loss. Shit happens. Hey, like, nobody's going to beat us in four games in the Eastern Conference. No team is going to beat us. Like, we had an off game. Like, it's too daisy 55% bullshit, man. Like, stunting this bullshit, man.
Hey, X, let me ask you a question. If y'all go down 2-1, what's the conversation then? Y'all go down 3-1.
Like, I don't believe they can repeat this performance. Like, they played well.
But they don't have to repeat this performance just to beat y'all. Because
fuck out of here. Hell no. It took them 23 three-pointers to beat them five. Look,
yo, y'all also didn't score in the second group. Half.
Nah, yo. Like,
what did y'all do? No, X. What did y'all do to game one? What did y'all do in game one? Y'all played great defense, right? Y'all was running their pockets. They had y'all down by double digits too this game. It's a different type of game every game. It's the playoffs. You adjust. They adjusted. They made better shots. Who's to say Spo, one of the best coaches in the last 15, 20 years, can't adjust and come back with a different game plan and also give y'all trouble?
No. Joe Mazzulla is not going to hit 23 3-pointers again.
They don't have to do that. To do that, though.
I predict the Celtics in five. That's what's going to happen.
But look, you hold up on a three. Well, you know what? Let's talk about threes. Let's talk about threes.
You're not going to win many games scoring 40 points in the second half. Like, it's two-sided. Yeah, they hit 23 threes, but y'all also scored 40 second half points. That's
There was missed layups. There was turnovers. Things happened. They outplayed us today, but it's nothing to be concerned about for the series.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question. You mentioned 23 threes, which is great. It's a franchise playoff record, I think, for the Heat, right? That's great. But you know who settles for a lot of threes when they're on the road? Your team. So what if y'all go the opposite route and jack up a lot of threes? I watched y'all the last 3-4 years. Y'all will jack up threes a lot of times. Y'all very three-heavy team. And a lot of times it hits, sometimes don't. Y'all got some good shooters. So who's to say y'all won't get hot or start hot and then keep jacking threes? This happens. You can't just say it's nothing to worry about because the series is tied. Don't get me wrong. The Heat should not beat you guys anymore. They should not. But the Heat do play better, usually at home. That's all I'm saying. They do play better at home, and they did what they were supposed to do. Get one on the road, now swing back to them. If y'all don't win game three, X, I just want you to know, you are never, ever, 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 ever going to hear the end of this. I just want you to know that. It's just not going to happen because you are confident. The timeline, you already know what they're going to do because the Celtics beat everybody's ass this year. Yeah. 60-plus wins. They were supposed to be, oh, man, they go, it's a cakewalk in the East. Meanwhile, they 1-1 against the AFC, who doesn't even have their best player. And I guess technically they're starting point guard or backup point guard. Terry Rozier is not playing either.
Yeah,
it took an anomaly shooting night for that to happen. We'll be all right.
My point is, if Terry Rozier and Jimmy Butler were playing, and they replicated these type of performances, it might have got spooky for y'all, low key, because they're doing this without two of their best players.
They played well. They had out of body shooting experience, though. I'm not.
No, they did.
That falls on y'all. If they come back and beat us 2-1, I'm like, all right, I was wrong. But until then, I don't see them repeating a performance like this. Had out of body experience. Shoot 55% from three, hit 23 of them motherfuckers. All right, but everybody's going dicky and say the series is over and, like, we ain't shit and we're frauds.
Well, ain't nobody going to say all that.
Not every championship team just sweeps through the first round. Shit happens. We'll be all right.
Y'all got one of the best starting fives in my lifetime.
Not every championship team sweeps through the first round. We will be fine.
I mean, the teams with rosters like this do. Like the Warriors with KD, Draymond, Steph, they did. This is one of them kind of teams right here.
They ran through the West.
This is one of them teams. But you know, it's just one loss for now. But you know,
don't let them lose game three.
I'll be like, I'm the first to admit I'm wrong if I see a trend, but nah. Just off the rip, motherfuckers shoot like crazy,
but y'all play better at home, right? That's basically right.
Y'all we're not that. Shitty on the road, though. We had one of the best road records in the league.
Y'all had some terrible mishaps on the road, though. And I don't know if it's like a fatigue thing. You travel, maybe it'd be different because it's the playoffs. But y'all have had some stinky road mishaps, and you can get three happy on the road too. So, like I said, it's just Miami plays a little bit better. at home. Just like y'all play a little bit better at home. I still think, obviously, the Celtics is a better team. Obviously, the better roster, better talent. But I do think Miami has one thing better than y'all. Better coach who's been here before, has more experience. He knows a lot of tricks. They got to give Spoelstra credit, man. He know the tricks of the trade.
No, I always give Spoelstra credit. I'm not going to take nothing from him.
So he can go out there and have Jamie Akers and Tyler Hero going out there and dropping these, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Caleb Martin is not going to probably shoot that well, but Caleb Martin is deceptive against y'all. Remember what happened last year? You remember what happened last year? Caleb Martin, people thought he should have had the Eastern Conference Finals MVP over Jimmy Butler. That was an argument. If he plays like that and Tyler Hero can play the same way he was playing today, I don't know. It's just these anomalies happen in the playoffs because players who haven't had the time or haven't been given that same focus before, they have a chance to step up. When you have a starting five like the Celtics, there's always a chance that you guys can get a little lazy. You underestimate your opponent. Tonight, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think the Heat are winning the series, but I could see them taking one of the games in Miami. Absolutely could see them taking one of the games in Miami. Like I said, if the Heat go back to Boston tied 2-2, I think they've done their job. So but if they go back to Boston up 3-1, oh, brother, them jokes going to fly. Them jokes going to fly. I still think it's going to be the Knicks and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. But if it turns out the Celtics lose in the first round, because I don't think if the Celtics make it out of the first round, they're easily going to the Eastern Conference Finals because Cleveland and Orlando, they ain't shit. So I haven't even – have anybody talked about that series at all?
Yeah, Tate did a little bit. Yeah. I said that the Magic can't shoot.
Like, this is terrible. That's another thing. The thing I noticed, that's another thing I noticed. This is a terrible series. Boring. It's boring. The Cavs are just – I'm disappointed because I thought the Cavs would be a little bit stronger, a little bit better, but it is what it is, I guess, right? You know. I mean, I thought the Magic would be better, but the Magic ain't stepping up like they supposed to. You know, you got a chance to do something game three, turn the series around. I mean, it's a seven-game series for a reason. One series that I think might be over, though, is Minnesota and Phoenix. I think that's over. I think that's done. I think that's done. I don't think Phoenix will get swept, but there's a chance they might because it's not pretty, and it's not a road versus home thing.
That was actually what we kicked off with. We said they're the Phoenix buns now because they are ass.
Yes, left cheek, right cheek, terrible. It is absolutely awful. I'm disappointed because when you have – we said it, second round exit at best. But it's like the size of Minnesota. Like the size of Minnesota, the ability of Minnesota. Even Anthony Edwards didn't even play great yesterday to me. You know, he didn't play great. Jaden McDaniel, like, I cannot believe when Anthony Edwards said they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels. Like, this shit is coming to life. I'm serious. He wasn't lying. That shit is crazy, dog. Like, I didn't expect to see the role players. Alexander Walker?
The kid, Alexander Walker.
Yeah, Walker, him. Yeah, I didn't actually, he's cooking. Hitting three, like, it's crazy. Rudy Gobert is destroying the Suns.
Future Hall of Fame.
I'm disgusted, Tay. I watched this shit, and the first thing I did, I watched the game, and I was like, I know Tay watching this shit. He like, yo, Future Hall of Fame right there. I'm like, God, and I can't say nothing because he is destroying them. When I saw him roll to the rim and get that dunk, I want to say it's like third quarter, I was like, God damn, dog, you can't do nothing with that. And Nurkic was cooking him for a while, but it was like, if Nurkic is the guy you're giving the ball to,
you're not gonna win no games.
I'll take that. Whereas Gobert was just he was destroying them. Even Cat started to get hot a little bit, and it's like that's why I said like Minnesota. I think it's over because if Minnesota can put it all together where everybody's kind of like rolling on all cylinders for at least one of those two games on the road. I don't know, man. I mean, what you got, KD? What you got, Book? Bradley Beal? What do y'all have? Eric fucking Gordon? I think Grayson Allen got hurt, right? So who knows what'll happen with like, – I don't know what's the deal with Grayson Allen, but we'll see.
I heard the commentary the other day or people who were talking about Phoenix. They said, oh, Grayson Allen's hurt. Now they're fucked. I'm like, oh, this is where we've gotten with the Suns team.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Well, a squad that is equally as effective on the road and at home is DAR Sports Media. We got a little break going this week because the NFL draft, as you listen to this, will be tonight. So we're going to absorb everything that's going on in the draft, going to absorb it, and we'll be back with football next week to give our draft thoughts and everything that goes down. I'm sure it'll be a very explosive episode. Of course, we're still putting out the weekly wrap-up show for the United Football League for the conglomerate called United Football Media. Check us out on YouTube every Monday with your UFL wrap-up and preview for the next week. We've been doing awesome numbers on there. We appreciate all the support. And myself and Drew, going to be hitting you up with Weekend Wrestling. Who knows what format changes and what changes might be coming to that show in the near future. Hopefully good ones. But yeah, me and Drew will be coming Weekend Wrestling. It's been the active week this week. As you can see, with everything going on, I tell no lies because the world of DAR never stops.